You're listening to Fashion Confab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry.
Hey guys, this is your hostess with the mostest, Ashley Elizabeth, and you are now listening to Fashion Confab. I'm here with the Raw Artist Show Director for the Atlanta and Ohio markets, Dana Melton. Dana is a Kennesaw State art grad and also the owner of Fox Boxes. Dana, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. So, Dan, I'm just going to jump right into it. For those of us who don't know, what is RAW?
Well, RAW Artist is an international arts organization. We basically serve as a platform for artists all over the world. We have several different city locations, I think about 70 right now currently. And basically, we showcase a variety of different artists in every showcase that we have. The showcases are bi-monthly, and we feature fashion, hair, makeup, performance, music, visual arts, photography, vendors, film. It's pretty much, you know, any kind of creative art that you can think of. And they're really great shows for networking, and the artists, you know, are welcome to sell their work at the shows. And it also just gives them a really good spotlight to showcase their work in front of a new audience and market.
That sounds amazing. So as their show director, what is a typical day like for you?
Well, a lot of the time I work in the office in L.A. That's where I'm based. And once a month, sometimes two or three times a month, I will travel out to Atlanta and Columbus to either do our walkthroughs, which is usually about 4 weeks before the event, so the artist can meet and see the event and meet me. And then we also, and then of course, like, you know, the next month I'll fly out for the showcase, and that's where most of the work happens. It's a lot of in office, you know, like emailing and just like making sure everything's running, press, reaching out to artists, you know, kind of managing 40 people at a time. It's a lot of work, but it's awesome.
That sounds really cool. So tell me about like your travel. Does it take a really like, is it a big toll on your life or do you enjoy it?
I actually kind of enjoy it. I enjoy flying back to Atlanta every month because that's where I'm from, so I get to see my family and all my friends, and, you know, I'm really excited to be working back in the art community there because I was actually very involved before I moved to California, and now it's kind of like picking up where I left off. But it's also a lot of fun to go to Columbus, Ohio, too, believe it or not. They have a really awesome fashion scene there. Actually, yeah, they have a huge fashion scene there, which is, you know, you wouldn't think that, but they have a lot of companies like Victoria's Secret, Abercrombie & Fitch, and all that, and they have, like, a really big fashion school there. But it's just kind of fun either way to kind of get step outside, you know, of L.A. and get to experience, like, other cities and stuff like that.
Awesome, awesome. So what exactly did you do in the community in Atlanta? What was your involvement in the art scene here?
Well, I went to school for art, so, of course, you know, I just met a lot of people through school. I used to showcase now. I used to exhibit my work in a lot of the local galleries and stuff when I was more, like, actively painting. And I also worked at Youngblood for a little while as a buyer.
Oh, I love Youngblood.
Yeah, yeah. I worked there when it was still Youngblood Boutique and Gallery. So we did, you know, the gallery shows, which were always my favorite. And I also interned at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center for a little while, too.
Very cool, very cool. So Atlanta, which is one of the cities you represent, is ranked in the top 10 cities out of the 70 cities that you guys operate in. How does that make you feel?
Pretty awesome. I really like it because, you know, I got to come in and take over this location and really spearhead it. And it's just been awesome getting to work, you know, within my old community and people that I know, and I get to help artists that I went to school with and, you know, other artists outside of that, and really get to see now more than before the different kinds of arts and like what's strongest in the cities. Because, you know, before I didn't really know too much about the fashion scene there or anything, but now after working for RAW, I get to work with a lot of different artists. I'm kind of, my eyes are getting opened a little bit more to the diversity in Atlanta. But yeah, like being one of the, like the best performing cities, you know, in the U.S. is really awesome too, just because I am from Atlanta and I want to represent it the best I can. So
represent.
Yeah.
cool.
So what is your relationship with Ra? Did you start as a show director? Is that your first time working with them? Or did you exhibit ever as an artist and just kind of like build your relationship from there?
Yeah, actually I did. So my company, Fox Foxes, that I run with my partner, Bethany Putnam, and she's still in Georgia. I moved out to California to kind of, you know, pursue that and also just kind of change the scenery a little bit. And I came across Ra and I thought, like, well, you know, I don't know much going on out here yet. So I got involved with the Ra Orange County location and I had a really successful show. I met a lot of awesome people. And for me, that was huge because, you know, I didn't know anybody yet and I still kind of was fresh in the community. So I got to make a lot of really good contacts and just met a lot of other artists that were, you know, like-minded. And then after that, I was unemployed other than at the time. So I was looking for a job and I applied and then I got hired on as the showcase director for I was running Indianapolis and Columbus at the time and I just switched over from Indy to Atlanta this year. So
very cool. And you actually launched the Ohio chapter. So have you had as much success there?
Yeah, actually, I launched Columbus. So at first it was a little difficult because nobody knew what it was. But, you know, like we did have a couple other locations in Ohio at the time. So Columbus was like the center of the state. And so from the beginning till now, it's grown substantially. We've had a lot more press and just the artists, you know, that participate keep getting better and better. And we keep having more people out to the events. And it's definitely growing. It's been growing pretty, you know, consistently since we started in like last January.
That's awesome. As a person who's calling the shots now, tell me about some of your favorite designers that you've worked with so far in both markets.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, again, like in Columbus, there's like so many, I can't even think off the top of my head right now. I'd have to pull something up. But recently in Atlanta, I've gotten to work with like a lot of really good designers. The last show we had, Alec Holloman with Farrier Bell Designs. He makes these beautiful, beautiful gowns. I mean, they look so intricate and insane. And he was amazing. Like he had, I think about 10 different looks on the runway at the last show.
Nice.
And then we also have some really awesome accessory designers like Fossil and Hyde. They make really cool, like vintage sort of looking jewelry with beads. Stephanie,
I love them.
Yes, they're so good. I'm like, by the time I went back to the table to buy something, everything was gone. So
I believe you.
I was like, I'm going to have to call you later.
They're really sweet girls, too.
Yeah, they're awesome. And I also, Stephanie Stein, she makes these crazy casted and ceramic jewelry pieces that are like floral. But they're so intricate and just really, really beautiful. You guys, you have to check her out at some point. She's really awesome. And then at this next show that we have coming up on April 15th, we have actually a couple designers from SCAD, Savannah SCAD, coming up to showcase. One of them is Liz Tesler. She does some really amazingly structured, like leather, kind of darker, kind of gothic almost, but not, you know, high school gothic. My pants are baggy, but more, you know, she does like really cool leather works and like feathers and just, I don't know. It's awesome. Yeah. She's going to have a really great show. I can't wait to see her work. But yeah, like those are the ones off the top of my head that I can think of right now.
I mean, that's a lot. I'm sure it's hard. I'm sure you meet a lot of people with a lot of awesome stuff.
Every show I have a new favorite.
Right.
You're listening to Fashion Confab.
Do you guys work with like t-shirt designers as well, or is it only like handmade couture kind of thing?
Oh no, yeah. We definitely do t-shirts. I mean, it can be any kind of fashion. Like we had an artist in the last Atlanta show that makes socks. You know, jewelry designers. We have scarves, you know, because it's kind of two different aspects to it. There's like fashion, like runway fashion, and then we also have like vendor fashion. So people who make, you know, scarves and accessories and stuff like that. But t-shirts and all that stuff have definitely been part of our shows too, as well as jeans and different things like that.
Yeah, I've been seeing all the kids having the jeans with like the colors underneath, you know what I mean? Like the ripped
yeah.
jeans, and they're like putting stuff underneath them to give it a contrast. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so if I'm an artist looking for exposure, what would you say the benefit of exhibiting at a RAW show would be?
Well, exposure.
Right.
But other than that, you know, because we have so many different types of artists in the showcase, it really brings out a lot of different people. So our audience is really eclectic, as, you know, as our artists in the showcase. So when artists are doing this show, they're getting to be exposed to, like, a wider market of people. Because the showcase is, you know, the ages from our guests run from 18 to 65. So it's getting to be put in front of a lot of people that probably otherwise wouldn't have seen your work. Not necessarily, but probably. And then also we provide each artist with a couple different tools and resources that they can actually take with them and use once the show's completed. So in addition to, you know, just like the very wide market of people that come through the event, and, you know, usually on average we have about 500 or more people at every show. And then
nice.
We also provide each artist with professional headshots and pictures of their work or their runway show or, you know, whichever they're showcasing. And none of the pictures are watermarked, so they can use them for any professional use that they want. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then they also get permanent online portfolio placement on our site, which, you know, it's an international company, so there's people from all over the world constantly, you know, checking out the site. And they can kind of use that as another landing spot for their work to be seen and heard. And then we also offer each artist that participates a chance to showcase their work out of state in an out-of-state location. So it's like, you know, again, just like widening their market by getting them outside of Atlanta to see what else is out there.
What do you see for RAW in the future?
Well, I really want it to continue to grow. I feel like the artist community, like visual arts, you know, it's been going strong for years, and I want to see actually more fashion at these events. I want to build that aspect of it because, you know, in Columbus, I see we have 6 fashion designers every show. And in Atlanta, it's usually like 2 or 3. And
really?
I think that's just, yeah, but I think that's honestly, it might just be because they do not know that it's out there, maybe.
Right.
Or they're not quite sure about it yet. But I want the fashion aspect of it to grow, and I really want to just, like, continue to build a good reputation for it and provide every artist that we work with, you know, more exposure and, like, anything really that we can do to help them, so.
Right. So to change gears a little bit, on top of being this super awesome RAW artist show director, you're also an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And so tell us about Fox Boxes.
Well, me and my best friend, we actually went to school together. After we graduated, we were a little burnt out on painting, you know, of all the homework assignments. So we were living together at the time, and we wanted to start a company or just something to do creative where we could still, you know, exercise that, but not necessarily it be painting. So we kind of came up with this idea. I don't exactly know how it came up. I think we just decided to do it, and then it took
right.
off. But we started making flasks, and what we do is we, you know, recycle old magazines from the 30s to the 60s. We also get old atlas maps and just anything like that, and we collage flasks. And then we, of course, you know, varnish them in like a water-resistant coating and stuff like that. But we started that about 3 years ago, and the first year we started it, we did a bunch of festivals. We had some stuff in Youngblood at a couple different points. So it's just growing, and right now we're kind of on a little bit of a hiatus because we're getting our official documents taken care of.
Right.
Kind of
gotta
really
get legal
a little bit more. Yeah. Before we start doing like wholesale, we want to make sure that everything's legal and, you know, legit. And we're kind of rebranding a little bit too. And my partner Bethany does all of the brand work and the graphic designs and stuff. So yeah, it's a lot of fun though to get to, you know, see that grow in addition
right.
to like success with my real job, 9 to 5.
Yeah, gotta be a hustler these days.
Yeah.
So Dana, tell me, If you could describe Raw in three words, what would they be?
So I guess I would describe Raw as, you know, eclectic, innovative, and exciting. There's always something exciting happening for, you know, everybody. So
those are good words.
My three. I don't know.
Dana, I just want to thank you so much for interviewing with us today on Fashion Cone Fab. So just to wrap things up, why don't you tell us where and when your next event will be and how we can find you and your side hustle so we can get in touch with you guys.
Sure. That's going to be a lot of information, but I'm happy to do it. So our next showcase is going to be on April 15th at Terminal West, and the event runs from 7 to 11. It's 18 and up. And tickets can be found on our website for $15, or they're $20 at the door. And the website is rawartist.org/Atlanta/exposure. So you can find us on social media at Raw Atlanta on Instagram, and on Facebook it's Raw Artist Atlanta. And then my side hustle is Fox Boxes. So you can find us on Instagram at Fox Boxes and Facebook Fox Boxes.
I want to thank you so much again, Dana, for checking in with us. You've been listening to Fashion Cone Fab. I'm Ashley Elizabeth, and we will see you next time.
You're listening to Fashion Cone Fab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry. Listen in to be informed and inspired as we profile the most influential people in fashion today.